Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. George Edwards is here. He's my guest talking about the historic Wilmington Foundation and the Azalea Festival home tour. Of course, this is Azalea Festival weekend coming up. There's so many amazing things going on, but one of the best is the Azalea Festival home tour. So welcome, George. Thanks for being here.
Jamila, thank you very much. And thank you to WHQR. As always, we are grateful for the partnership with the radio station.
Good. We're happy to do it. Now, how long have you been working with this kind of work or with the Historic Wilmington Foundation or other historic foundations?
Well, I've been with the foundation almost 8 years, and I've been in the career field now for about 26 years. It's getting to be a long time. I think I tallied this up the other night as I drove home. This will be my 17th house tour in my career. Not all, of course, in Wilmington, because I've been here only 8 years.
But right.
It doesn't become old hat, I will tell you that. Every tour, I firmly believe, is different, it's unique, and people say, well, I've been there and done that, and I say, you haven't, because we have an entirely new batch of houses every year, and you have the owner's interpretation of their style and what they feel is important, and we have been so fortunate with such supportive members and friends that we have a unique, I believe, a unique group of houses and sites every single year, and this year is no exception. We have 10 fantastic historic houses. We have what is called a compatible infill house, which is a bungalow-style house on Castle Street. We have the...
What is compatible infill?
Compatible infill means that it fits in the context of the historic neighborhood. So its style, its mass, its height, its setback, everything blends in. And although you don't want to fool somebody to believe that a new house is an old house, this house pulls off being in an old neighborhood very well.
Nice.
People are going to really enjoy that. We have fire station number 2, which is not to be missed. My goodness, what a space. It's a live workspace. Ground floor is a company. Upstairs, one of the company owners lives. How about that for a commute?
That's right.
You roll down the stairs every morning. And then we have the, I think, incomparable Gothic Revival carpenter-style building, which is a Chestnut Street Presbyterian, built in 1858 as a mission church of First Presbyterian, sold to an African-American congregation right after the Civil War. Talk about a celebration of historic architecture and a celebration of the celebration of Christianity and the love of the Lord. That's a good place to go. People are going to love that church.
Now, back up. Tell me again about the style of that one.
Well, the style of Chestnut Street Presbyterian would be carpenter Gothic with Italianate styles.
Now,
it's a wonderful board and batten. Well, think about St. James Episcopal. That's a Gothic style church. Well, this is the Gothic style interpreted with a, but interpreted when we say carpenter Gothic, interpreted by a contractor, a church that wasn't going to be built high style. So you ask a contractor to come on board, take some plans and interpret it. Italianate, it's just that it references the Italianate style with brackets under the eaves and the little church steeple or tower. And then further to define that church, it's that wonderful board and batten, which is the boards that are lined up side by side, not overlapping like we think about clapboarding on most houses, but lining up side by side, and then the gap is covered with a batten. Great church, wonderful church, beautiful inside. The members want to share their exuberance for that place with the people on tour. It's going to be fun.
714 Chestnut Street. Yes,
absolutely.
I've been past there. I look forward to going in that one. And what are some other highlights of the tour?
Well, I think the entire tour is a highlight. It's hard to pin me down because you've got fantastic houses with people willing to share their love of the house, their love of their restoration, their interpretation of style. I think the whole place is just going to be fantastic. People are going to love the ribbon-cutting house, Dr. Linda Graham and the Parsley House. She said she always wanted to live in the tropics or in the islands, and so she's given an interesting twist to her decorating scheme. I think people are really going to find it different when they walk in, and they're going to really love it, I believe.
And got some where of these, is that house?
That's the ribbon-cutting house at the Parsley House at 224 South 3rd Street. And, of course, a nice enticement to come on Saturday, but every day is great. But on Saturday, we do ice cream at the ribbon-cutting house, thanks to Dairy Queen, one of our partners. Not to miss that. We've got some wonderful little Queen Anne cottages, a bungalow. We've got houses such as the A.C. Deal House up in Carolina Heights that was a multi-apartment, and then it was turned back into a single-family home by the owners. So you see the triumphs of historic preservation every tour. You see young families in these houses. You see older people. You see middle-aged people. You see couples. You see the combination of work-live space and the fire station. And you see a church that has stood there as a sentinel since 1858. Mm. I think the tour is, well, you know, I'm enthusiastic about it.
Good, good.
I think you have to come out and experience it. We've got tickets for sale at our office if somebody wants to drop in.
We'll go there in just a minute because there's a number of different ticket locations. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with George Edwards. He is my guest from the Historic Wilmington Foundation. They're presenting their Azalea Festival Home Tour. It is Saturday and Sunday this weekend. The ribbon cutting is at 12:30, and then the tour actually starts at 1. Saturday's hours are 1 to 6, Sunday 1 to 5. You might want to get there in time for the ribbon cutting and have some ice cream and then start the tour with everybody else. And George, you were telling me before the interview began that this is the most number of sites ever on the Azalea Festival Home Tour.
It is. Jamila, we've been doing this tour for approximately 20 years, and we've had 10, we've had 11, but we've never had 12. And so people are in for a real treat. You're going to have plenty of places to see and enjoy over the course of your day on the tour. Or if you wish to, you can break it up into 2 days. You can get tickets all over the city. You can go online to Wilmington Tickets. You can go to the Azalea Festival office out in Oleander. You can stop at any of our local Harris Teeters. They've been a partner with us and all of the Harris Teeters throughout the area, including this year, Leland, Brunswick County, and I think I have it correct, up in Pender at Topsail.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling tickets there. Some of our great local businesses, Transplanted Garden, Proper Garden, Ivy Cottage, Sterling House, are selling tickets. And if you want to step into our office and see Historic Wilmington Foundation, we'd be happy to say hello to you and give you a quick tour of our office.
Where is that?
That's at 2011 Market Street. People say, well, where is that? We are in the Historic Superintendent's Lodge at the National Cemetery.
Oh,
so
how
if
wonderful.
You've always wanted to come into the National Cemetery, but you were a little, I don't know, you were reserved. You wondered if it was appropriate to go in. The cemetery is a wonderful National Register historic site, and we are fortunate in a relationship with the Department of Veterans Affairs to be the leasee of that lodge and the caretaker of it. It's a great place for an office, and it's a great historic site. You can pull in, park briefly along the drive, run in and get a ticket, and we'll give you the quick nickel tour. It's going to be a great weekend.
The office hasn't been in that site very long, has it?
No, just a little more than a year.
Wow, that's great. So there are 12 homes, and including a church and a fire station on tour. The tickets are $25 per person or $30 the day of the event, so it might be nice to get them ahead of time. And as George mentioned, you can get them at the Azalea Ticket Office at 5725 Oleander Drive. You can stop by 2011 Market Street there at the National Cemetery and pick up your ticket right from the Historic Wilmington Foundation or wilmingtontickets.com. Lots of other locations all around town. Now, will the owners or the proprietors of the various locations be on site?
Sometimes they are. Some owners like to help us by being a volunteer and interpreting the house along with our docents, but the foundation goes to great lengths every year to recruit 130 or 40 wonderful people across this community who come in and give of their time to be a docent. We train those docents so they know architectural style, they know a little bit about the neighborhood, and then they meet with the owner so they become familiar with the house. And they can interpret the history. So you're not just going to have a sterile visit. You're going to have an interaction with a docent. It is a self-guided tour, so that means you get yourself around the city. People have called and said, is there a shuttle bus? It's really not practical in such a broad area that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
But you can park your car this year, Jamila, I think downtown, in the area of south of downtown, and be able to catch about 5 or 6 of the houses with an easy walking distance. And then you'd move your car a couple of times to catch everything else. But a docent is going to greet you at the door, take your ticket, check it off. And you can buy tickets at the door, as you mentioned, but they do go up to $30 day of the event. And then you're into the house and you get docents who are helping you interpret it. I understand from the weather forecast of WHQR, as well as all of our other weather sources, that we're in for a splendid Azalea weekend. That will make the day all the better.
It does sound like it's going to be a terrific weekend, weather-wise and every other way.
Exactly.
So it's the Historic Wilmington Foundation with their Azalea Festival Home Tour Saturday. The ribbon cutting is at 12:30, and the tour itself is from 1 to 6, Sunday from 1 to 5. You can find more information and get tickets at wilmingtontickets.com, or what's the website for the Historic Foundation?
It is historicwilmington.org. And, of course, all the proceeds from this tour underwrite our programs. The foundation has been protecting and preserving the irreplaceable historic resources of the region since 1966. We are a totally private foundation whose efforts are going toward the preservation and interpretation of our heritage. And this is just one of our great fundraisers, and we're grateful to the people who come and support us.
Thank you for saying that, because I meant to ask where the money went, and I'm delighted it's going to such a great cause. The history in this region is so fascinating and so rich.
It is absolutely incomparable.
Yeah,
yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Jamila. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love talking to you.
Thanks. George Edwards from Historic Wilmington Foundation, all about the Azalea Festival Home Tour. This is WHQR 91.3.